100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was, "It's a Dirty Job." We got some stories in on the topic from you, and I appreciate that. So, I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to them, and I'll be back after it's all said and done.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 902, with a prompt of, "It's a Dirty Job." So here's my story. As the three walked along the foggy road, a van from the Someone's Gotta Do It septic service stopped next to them. The driver asked, "Do you kids need a ride?" He smiled, exposing large yellow teeth. Linoleum Amanda stepped toward the van. "Sure." "No, wait," Bilbert shouted. The van's door slid open and six burly teenagers jumped out, grabbing Bilbert and his friends. Too late to join hands and fly off, Bilbert said, "Come on, Sabrina, you're the weather witch, do something." "Right," she said, turning to face the ocean. The fog separated and a giant thunderhead barreled toward them. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story. It's called Dirty. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. I looked at Toby cynically. "What are you talking about, mate? How is being a talent scout for glamour magazines a dirty job? It's not like you're a sewage engineer." Toby gave me an exasperated look. "Why do you always have to take things so literally? It's irony. It's supposed to be amusing." "It's not funny," I countered. "Suit yourself," he replied. "You're just jealous." "Not at all. I love being a sewage engineer. The smells, the filth, the rubber, hot babes." He smiled. "Is that irony?" "Yeah, I'm learning." "Okay, that's me done. Until next time. Goodbye."
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He sat, surrounded by orange and red and yellow pillows. All he could think of was to get rid of her. That's where he was in life. "Let's have a cocktail at the Sundown Lounge," she said. "It's so fancy." Her voice shrilled through the fancy rooftop. And now, here he was, pondering whether he could break the glass he was holding and stab her with it quickly enough. Well, he did try, but the damn lounge had some pretty sturdy glasses. "It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it," he later told his cellmate. "I trust you." This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcock.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this week is called Thick as Thieves. I couldn't have been more greener. But my mentor in the party was an old hand at the dubious craft of rat-fucking. "It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it," he would quip slowly as he surveyed the room finally letting his gaze fall on me. The funny thing about the dirty job is the goal was not to let a stray fingerprint make its presence known. He reminded me we were not spooks, we were shadows. We did not change outcomes, we merely shaded perceptions. And the price, he smiled, was never done cheap. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Someone has to do the dirty jobs. The muckrakers, the toilet scrubbers, and the collectors of night soil. The gatherers of carrion, and the bringers of death and decay. They have their place. And although despised and looked down upon by society, they fulfill a need. Theirs is the domain of darkness and stench. The place of pain and putrescence. And without them, life would fester and rot, with no one to prevent its fall into chaos. So celebrate those of that foul domain, and remember their worth. Personally, I wouldn't deign to touch them. That's your job, not mine.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
A long time ago, I had a son. He grew up big and strong. And one day he went out, but never came back. He never came back again. Sometimes I think I see him hiding in the bushes. Or up in a tree, in the shadows. It's been years since he left. I know he's out there. And one day, when my days are done, it'll be my time to go out and never come back. And I will find him. Maybe he'll see us, in the bushes, up in a tree, in the shadows together, forever.
And there you have it. All the 100-word stories we got in for the weekly challenge on the topic of It's a Dirty Job. Now, if you're running a little late, I can put your story up on the feed in a separate post if you send it in. And a late, well, a week, a two. I'm a little stumbly this morning. Great time to be doing laundry, huh? Anyway, the next topic is fine. So go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and look there for the topic and the post and how to be a part of the weekly challenge. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.